Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Trina Robbins has died at age 85. What if Donald Duck became Wolverine? NYX details released. This is Comic Book Club News for April 12, 2024. Trina Robbins, a comic book pioneer who joined the Will Eisner Hall of Fame in 2013, has died at age 85. As part of her long and storied career, Robbins was one of the most renowned women on the alt comic scene, and the first ever to include an out lesbian character in a comic strip. Later, she reinvented Millie the Model for Marvel Comics, crafted a pro-choice anthology with all-star creators in 1990, and her own characters including Go Girl, an all-ages female hero. However, she's probably best known to comic book fans at large for her work on Wonder Woman, having drawn the title for writer Kurt Busiek after Crisis on Infinite Earths, and working with Colleen Duran on a graphic novel involving Wonder Woman and spousal abuse, titled Wonder Woman, The Once and Future Story. That said, her contributions stretch far beyond DC Comics. In fact, it was her activism that created real change in the comic book industry, particularly helping found the Friends of Lulu, an organization that promoted both comic book reading for women and women working in the comic book industry. Her impact is undeniable, and she will be missed. And now, an enormous tonal shift. For a few years now, Marvel has been publishing variant covers showing Disney characters as Marvel characters in what-if-style scenarios. And one of those mashups is about to become a reality in the upcoming one-shot, What If Donald Duck Became Wolverine? Written by Luca Barbieri, with art by Giada Parisinotto, the story will actually be a sort of parody of Old Man Logan, with an aging Donald Wolverine reminiscing about his time with Weapon X and Uncanny X-Men. Also appearing in the issue are Pete Skull, instead of Red Skull, Mickey Hawkeye, and Goofy Hulk. Said Barbieri via press release, quote, "Donald Duck and Wolverine are two characters that seem almost impossible to make coexist, but in fact, they possess very similar personality. They are both hot-tempered and unlucky, but in adversity, they do not lose heart, and always show that they have a big heart." Once this point was focused, writing the story turned out to be easy and fun. Barbieri is Italian, by the way. The comic hits stores on July 31st. As promised, Marvel released a bunch of details about NYX, the third X-Men book coming from the publisher in July. Written by Colin Kelly and Jackson Lansing, with art by Francesco Martorino, the new book will feature a diverse cast who live throughout New York City, per the title of the book. Said Kelly via press release, quote, "This is the kind of book we came to Marvel to create. When the Hive Mind first formed, we bonded over books like Runaways, Young Avengers, and the original NYX, stories that showcase that tense wonderful place when the mundane world and Marvels collided. And no book has embodied that more in recent years than Miss Marvel. Kamala Khan is one of the most definitive protagonists in the Marvel canon, and we're deeply honored to be inheriting the character from Iman Vellani and Sabir Purzada, while chronicling a whole new phase in her growth as a young adult. As Kelly notes, Miss Marvel will be the anchor of the book, now living in the Lower East Side. Meanwhile, Laura Kinney will be in Bushwick, with Anole, Prodigy, and Sophie Cuckoo rounding out the cast. The new ongoing series will hit stores on July 24. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And it's too bad Trina Robbins didn't live to see What If Donald Duck Became Wolverine. She would have loved that. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.